Okay, so we need to, we've officially apparently moved on to these motions. Is anyone willing to...
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
I don't know how to do this, but would there be the possibility of helping to populate the committees using a Google Doc so that we could be doing work, not have to do all of the work in the next board meeting? So for instance, it may be relatively easy to populate some of the committees because there's only one person per station who wants to serve. And then we have limited what the elections will be, to those where there's more than one person per station who is competing for the position. Just an idea.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina, go ahead.
I retrieved the template for nominations to committees that we used in 2021.
Right.
I think that system worked, and I'll be happy to distribute that to everybody. It explains how to nominate, and it provides a form. So it gives all the committees and the spaces to nominate and who to send it to, etc. It's a very good template that I think everybody should be happy to work with. Hopefully.
Got it. So if we would pass motion 8A, we would only need that portion of the template for the four standing committees.
Yep.
And then what we would do is in the February 17th meeting, have a conversation about and have motions, ready to go, like the motion that, or like the motion James was somewhat prepared to make a little bit ago, that, you know, he thinks that we should have a strategic planning committee again for 2022. And so people should think about, that's why it was important to get through all these, committee reports this evening. And although we did postpone a few of them until, the next meeting. So, any rate. How about if we work on motion 8A right now, and I move that we amend the motion on the agenda that we I move that we amend the motion that's on the agenda by getting rid of the three dots at the end and putting with elections, so that it ends with elections to be held. With elections to be held to be determined.
I second that.
Is there any discussion on that motion?
Sorry, who was that who seconded?
That was Jim Dingman.
Point of order?
Yes, Donald.
Yeah, I think it's more appropriate for motions to be coming from the floor than from the chair. Just as a matter of procedure, I don't know if Mr. Tatum agrees with that or not, but I'd like his opinion.
I'm happy for someone else to make a motion from the floor.
I can tell you what Robert's Rules of Order's opinion is.
Thank you.
The chair has all the same rights as any other member, which means the right to make motions, second motions, debate and vote, et cetera, et cetera. However, the chair, most of the time doesn't, exercise that right to make motions. In other words, they say, the chair will entertain a motion to do X, Y, and Z. So that's what happens most of the time.
Thank you.
But you can't take that right away completely. Thank you.
Vanessa. Madam Chair. May I be recognized, Teresa Allen?
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm just wondering if we make a decision about the standing committees tonight or on the 17th, which would be coordinating, audit, finance, and governance. I think those are the four. And people put their name in the hat to populate them, and we wait until later to decide about programming, elections, personnel, and anything else, and maybe development. I don't know whether we're going to continue development or not, or strategic planning or not. Isn't there a chance that, I don't know, it seems like we should be, people should be looking at all the committees and put their name in whatever hat they want, rather than having it in two different shifts. I'm just wondering if there might be a problem if we don't.
This is Lydia to the Stacklin.
Oh, look, and let me say one other thing. And I'm not sure how the elections committee is. Is it one director and two delegates, or do we want to change that configuration, for example, or do we want to change programming to be maybe more compact, or, you know, change the configuration of some of these?
No, those are all good questions, Teresa. I heard you, Lydia. Jim Dingman's hand was up first, though.
Yes, I want to
Hello,
speak.
Chair. I'm back on my iPhone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Got it, Lawrence. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I chaired the programming committee a couple of years ago, with Kathy Davis preceding me. And, you know, 80% of our money is earned by programming, by listener members. So programming is, to me, my big criticism of the PNB for the past 25 years. So I think that's a very important committee. And then Alex made the comments about the strategic planning committee. This is a committee that is extraordinarily important, and that one can reinforce in all sorts of different ways, and make it really even more effective, because we have I don't have to repeat all the problems we have to deal with simultaneously here that we face. So I'm in favor of that committee being continued, and I certainly think for continuity purposes, I have no problem myself to have people who are involved with it as advisors. And I certainly have my own opinions about strategic planning, having been involved in these kind of things for 30 years. So I look forward to seeing that happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Lydia.
Yes. So in the past, when other than standing committees are created or continued, there is a mission statement as such. The board decides what the parameters are of that committee. So that's a longer discussion, whereas the standing committees are already defined in the bylaws, and that can be moved on immediately so they can start their work. As you can see, everybody has different ideas about the committee, and just the title alone does not define what the committee does. And so the board would need to have motions as to let's define what the committee is there for. For this particular year, because it's year to year, they don't continue automatically, and then take into consideration the scheduling, the streaming. We do not have the same streaming staff that we had at one time. As you heard, Bolina is doing some of that streaming. We have to have streaming for all of these meetings, and we're going to be very specific in terms of monitoring everything having to do with CPB compliance and how we define what each of those committees are relative to the CPB requirements. So there's a great deal to consider also.
Time.
Some of the That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, I'll put my hand up. I don't know if you see it.
I call the question.
Oh, and that was in support of the February 17th for the other committees. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I call the question.
I have a request. I have a request for information.
So go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you.
I heard Lawrence first. Sorry.
I follow off the Zoom, so I don't know what the discussion is and what the motion is.
Yeah, really.
Sorry about that.
Yes, Vanessa asked to be recognized some time ago too.
I call the question.
Yeah, and I do hear you. Mr. Goldmacher. I'm not entirely sure what question is on the floor right
well,
now.
Well, it's exactly. Item 8A. It's the motion for the standing committees that you
motion.
Made.
Oh, motion for, okay. So, but what happened with 8A was, and this is where we started. I moved to amend 8A to, you know, change the dot, dot, dot to be determined.
Yes.
And we didn't vote on that amendment because we started, somebody asked the parliamentary inquiry and then we went down the rabbit hole of how should we decide this? So I appreciate calling the question. And so the question is the,
Chair, Vanessa, ask to be recognized, please.
Vanessa, go ahead.
I had asked to be recognized for the purpose, given the, citation that was made by the parliamentarian that the chair does not usually make a motion. So the motion that you made, I officially so move it. And so then we can vote on it if it is seconded.
I second it.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any objections to the amendment?
I have a Vanessa? Point of information, Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'm just wondering, can you please, for the stream and for my edification, if you could just mention what standing committees we are talking about?
Okay. There are four standing committees. They are the coordinating committee, the governance committee, the finance committee, and the audit committee. And they are all four in, described in the Pacifica bylaws. And the motion, did I say, are there any objections to the amendment that Vanessa moved and Donald?
You did.
And were there no objections?
So far.
Madam.
The amendment passes. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah. You know, there's something superior than to be determined. And I think that could be, on the 17th.
Mm.
If that agenda is not too full.
I like that idea. But we did kind of just accept the amendment. So
yes, the problem is that when you put to be determined,
it's very open-ended.
It is. It is a possibility that you will never get back to it. It's almost like the motion to postpone indefinitely, which means you may never get back to it.
Okay. So we approve.
Madam Chair, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. To go back to your clarification initially of why you put ... is because you're just looking for the dates that Terry Goodman and John Gary can conduct it after the officer election.
That is
so
correct.
I think it's understood that it'll be very short term. We're just waiting for those dates.
Thank you for that, Lydia. And in light of that, then the motion should be to be held on the basis of when our tellers are available, something to that effect. In other words, you have a time certain instead of a time uncertain.
Okay, how about to be held until teller availability? I'm always looking for less words. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
English teacher says yes.
Would someone like to move that we further amend the 8A motion?
Without objection, try that, Mr. Chair.
Are there any objections to, thank you. Are there any objections to that further amendment? Hearing none, the motion is amended further. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion passes. Excellent. 8B was the motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa.
So I'd like to move that we also populate elections, personnel, and strategic planning on the 17th.
I second, Chair. This is Lawrence.
And may I motivate?
So hang on one second. Elections, personnel, and strategic planning, those were the three you named?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, may I motivate?
Yes, sorry, go ahead.
People have talked about programming, so I don't know whether we want those people just to get together on their own or whether you want that included. And I don't know about personnel, whether we want to just wait until something comes up and then populate it or not, but we can certainly, somebody can amend to remove that if they wish or add programming if they wish. But from what I heard about strategic planning, I'm thinking we want to continue it. Another possibility would be that the executive director might choose to call upon members to have some sort of management committee to brainstorm or generate those ideas. I don't know. To me, it has always seemed a little bit odd that strategic planning, and the word strategic, was a public meeting where everybody in the world could listen in on the stream. But I want to pose the possibility that we should populate those three committees.
Madam Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, go ahead.
I haven't read that your B motion. It's for all of the committees and any that might be proposed. So all of those committees would be considered, and any new ones on February 17th already. So all those that Teresa mentioned are already covered.
Thank you, Lydia. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yes, I raised and I second the motion because I agree with the basis of the motion. Having been the chairperson that convened the elections committee, we had a lot of concerns and we had a session of self-criticism on how we could have worked better with the national election supervisor. So, and we are having a delegate election this year as well. So that committee is also critical.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Who was the point of information? Was that Donald?
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
It's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, we're in a new PNB, and so the question becomes whether 8B is a motion to be taken up on the 17th to establish additional committees and task forces as this PNB sees fit. It seems to me we should not be trying to make those determinations tonight, given that so far the track record of getting information to us is not great. We should allow for a time for us to get the information on exactly what these non-standing committees and task forces have done or not done, and assess which ones we actually need going forward to be successful for this organization and for this new executive director. I'd like her input on what committees she thinks would be helpful to her, because that should be our job, is to help this executive director be successful.
Thank you. I actually do think, personally, putting myself on the stack here, that motion 8B is simple and sweet and spot on. It's that there's a growing need to more clearly define the role and mandate of committees, which are not standing committees, right? So, which we've been talking about. And what we're suggesting here is that we're moving that, or we would be moving if we were on this motion, that motions will be entertained to add other committees and open the nominations if applicable. And so we won't be getting too far out ahead of ourselves. And in any event, I mean, I appreciate Teresa Allen's point about, you want to know what the full suite of committees is before you raise your hand to serve on certain committees, right? But we have to populate the four standing committees regardless. And so we need directors to be willing to populate those committees regardless of how many other other special committees we would decide as a board to have for 2022. And so I think, what I'm optimistic about is if we're not meeting again until 2 weeks from tonight, that we could have, you know, quite a good deal of, the mandate of some of those committees, written up and committed to paper in a way that, you know, the directors here could review a bunch of motions about, you know, specific committees, and we could get an awful lot accomplished on February 17th. I think if we try and the more we try and go around in circles this evening on it, I mean, what we'll do is go around in circles. I mean, I do appreciate people are raising good points. I appreciate all the good points. But we do still have a couple of few other things that we did want to get to this evening.
May I just say one other thing, though?
Yes, Teresa.
It concerns me that good possibility I won't be able to have get on the call on the 17th. And if we're creating those committees and populating them or taking nominations for them or not on that same day, then I just don't know what's going to happen there. And I've already given thought to what I want to serve on. So I guess I could have somebody nominate me if that committee happens. It sounds like there's going to be kind of a fresh discussion for each one up or down, whether we're going to have these on that day.
We're going to somehow have to have that kind of conversation. Okay. And I'm hoping we don't go committee by committee and, you know, spend three hours just on the committees, but your point's well taken. And I don't think that we would necessarily wind up, it certainly won't be the case that we'll conclude populating those committees that evening.
Okay. All right.
Point well taken. Lawrence. Do you have your hand up?
No, I forgot to put it down. I apologize.
Go ahead. Jim Dingman then.
Well, I want to speak in defense of the programming committee. I know that Mr. Goldmacher worked with me on that committee, and we left literally 3 to 4 years of hard work as resolutions and ideas to innovate the system. Basically, they were ignored. And the tech task force has been meeting. We have some other meetings coming up. But I think that the task force and the program committee are extremely vital because frankly, the listeners in our signal areas have voted with their paychecks and their credit cards and told us they don't like what they're hearing. And so to me, the most important thing for this board to figure out is how to solve that problem so we can get fiscal stability. And, my criticism of the board for the past 20 years has been their studied and willful unwillingness to confront that issue. Thank you.
Thank you. I certainly would invite input from any number of members, directors this evening. If you've got specific input that you would like to add for specific committees, I mean, sending that information in advance, will make it easier for us to have at least some, kind of straw man motions for mandates for specific committees that we could put out there, and try and accomplish a lot at our meeting on the 17th. Thank you.
Can we move to adjourn to executive session?
So we actually didn't deal with either of these motions.
We dealt with A.
We didn't deal with B.
Right.
Right. So what 8B says is it says, whereas there is a growing need to more clearly define the role and mandate of committees, which are not standing committees, move that on February 17th, 2022, Motions will be entertained to add other committees and open nominations if applicable. Any objections?
Yes. Point of. Yeah. I would like to amend that motion.
Yeah, Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, because you're talking about adding committees there. I would change the language to say we want to assess the non-standing committees and determine whether they should be continued and whether new ones should be created.
Thank you. I will just say I think the flavor of or the intent of add other committees was adding them to the list of standing, not to make them standing committees, but adding them to the list of committees that is populated merely by the standing committees. So it's not saying take all the committees we used to have and have more. It's not prejudging whether those committees from those special committees from last year continue into this year. Does that help?
Yes and no. Because I still think we should do an assessment of the non-standing committees.
Got it. Understood.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Are there any objections to Donald, was that a motion to amend?
Yeah.
Is there a second to that motion to amend?
Second.
Thank you, Susan. Is there any discussion?
This is Paulina.
Paulina.
Would the maker of the motion repeat the wording exactly for the recording secretary and myself?
Would you prefer that I write it and send it to you?
That'd be better. Thank you. To me and to Mary Ann, please.
Paulina, what I got was to assess non-standing committees and determine whether they should be continued and whether new ones should be created.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
After your intent.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Are there any objections to that motion? I'm sorry, that amendment. Hearing none. The motion is amended. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you. Okay, that almost got us to the end of the open session. We had another item, which was an item that we pulled out of, two motions that we were pulling out of the closed session agenda and putting onto the open session agenda. We're getting close. The first one was the motion on the EIDL loan, and I will now read that motion.
The one without the account.
Yes, because that's the difference between the closed session version and the open session version.
Right.
And so I am pulling up the email where I will have that without account numbers in it. All right. Here's the motion. It reads as follows. The PMB authorizes the following procedure for incoming loan funds. When the EIDL loan is received and deposited to Pacifica's operating account, it shall be transferred to an account designated as restricted by the PMB. This will enable transparency regarding the expenditures and prevent inadvertent withdrawals. If the PMB is not scheduled to meet in sufficient time to facilitate pressing expenditures, the PMB authorizes the following. The ED, PMB chair, and CFO may authorize it as long as they all agree and copy the PMB on the transaction. If one or more do not agree, it will require a vote by the PNB. If all agree, a PNB motion approving the transaction shall be passed at the next PNB meeting. In the event the disbursement involves FJC or pressing legal bills, Pacifica Counsel Arthur Schwartz shall also be copied. That's the motion.
Request for information.
James.
That sounds like the same language we had the last time we did this. Is it the exact same language, or are there differences?
There are some very subtle differences. We have an ED, not an IED. And the last time around, there was more specificity about the details of the particular bank account that we were speaking that included some numbers in the name of the bank. And, you know,
other than those particulars, is the operative language the same?
The operative language is exactly the same.
Thank you.
Right. And so what James is referring to is we, you know, got a second tranche of idle money, in the fall of 2021, and we passed this motion. We actually happened to pass it in closed session, in the fall to deal with how disbursements could possibly be made. And so this is, you know, basically proposing the same basic, framework.
Chair, may I be recognized again, please?
Yes, James.
I forgot to say that on that basis, I support this motion.
Like to move the motion?
Yes. The
motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I second it.
I'll second it.
I heard Jim Dingman first. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Donald? Yeah. Since there are a bunch of us who are new PNB members, we're not familiar with the loan. I would request that all new PNB members be sent a copy of the loan document so we can review it and further understand what this loan is and what the implications are for Pacifica near term and long term. Given that this is an additional loan on top of the existing loan from FGC.
Yeah, Lydia, go ahead and.
So this is a COVID disaster loan, part of what SBA is permitting. It was something that we should have received the full $2 million before, or we applied for it before, but due to the IRS not having updated its transcripted amended returns and so forth, we only have received two rounds of partial up until now. This time they accepted to fund the entire amount. However, until we receive it, when we receive the money, everyone will be copied with everything because paperwork will undoubtedly still be amended as we move along.
Thank you for that clarification.
And everything else is on their website, sba.gov.
I'm sorry, what's on there? Our loan application is on their website?
No.
That's what I'm asking for. I'm requesting... Point of information.
Right.
I'm requesting,
the Lydia. The application will be completed when they finish vetting everything because they keep asking for different information than they did before. And so I think that's all imminent, and I will provide it to the board.
The rest I
reported previously in executive session, and I'll go into more detail in executive session.
Okay. So you will provide us with the loan document as you submitted.
As soon as everything is completed, yes.
But can I just say something, Julie?
Yes, Arthur.
When people get these documents, we have had too many experiences in the last year where confidential, this is a confidential document I'll put up on our website. Confidential documents given to board members have wound up in circulation. So this is a new board. When you get a document as a board member, it is a confidential document, not to be given, not to be circulated on any listservs, not to be given to anyone's lawyer who wants to sue Pacifica. It's critical that that not happen because that has happened too many times in the last year.
Boy, I wish you'd been around for the last 10 years advising this board about that.
Chair?
Mr. Goldmacher, you need to be recognized. Sorry. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, I have my hand up. I think I'd like to ask our counsel a question. I think this is something a long time coming. I think the only way to protect ourselves is by having every board member sign a non-disclosure agreement. What do you think of that, Arthur?
Well, perhaps in connection with this document, we could send one out.
Yes, maybe we could, between Arthur and or Cynthia Dobeck is our HR person at NETA, maybe we could get a non-disclosure agreement that people would be willing to sign, to receive something like a loan document, because I think Arthur makes a good point. It's not a bad reminder for Rocket, people.
I'm sorry, Rocket, I'll finish my thought.
Go ahead,
further,
Lauren.
I think if one of my colleagues decides not to sign that non-disclosure agreement, I don't think there should be privy to any documents.
Thank you. Ali has his hand up too.
I just want to continue Lawrence's thought. I was actually under the impression that all board members were supposed to sign a non-disclosure or a confidentiality agreement in case sensitive documents were shared with them. And I would support having all new board members and existing board members sign such a document.
Thanks, Ali.
Yeah, request information?
Yes, Lawrence.
Is that going to be just a legal matter that Arthur's going to handle with our HR person, or do we need a motion, Arthur?
No, I don't think so. I think what Ali said is correct, and I'll work on it with HR and also with Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Chair.
And we don't need a motion because we don't need it tonight. So,
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, James, go ahead.
I just want to ask Arthur if while he's doing that, could he please include consideration of such a document for the Finance Committee, for the treasurers who are not directors, who then should not necessarily be seeing confidential or salary information that directors are eligible to see, but not non-director treasurers?
Absolutely, and I'll make it clearer why I agree with you when we go into our closed session and I give my legal report if we ever get to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I would like to do is try to get us there as quickly as possible. So the motion on idle funds, we've had a little bit of discussion around, kind of what is the idle loan, et cetera, but are there any objections to the motion as read? Did somebody move it? Marion, did somebody move it? Do you have that recorded?
Okay.
All the way back up to...
James did.
James did? Did I get a second?
Yes, that's
I second.
Yeah. Okay, got it. All right, I just wanted to make sure. Are there any objections to the motion?
Chair, I think I may not have actually moved it. I've just said I agree with it, so let me now say that I move it.
Have you caught up with us there, Marin?
Yeah, James moved to pass this motion, and last time around, I think it was Jim Dingaman who seconded. Do you still do that?
It didn't change. Okay. All right. Paul. Are there any objections to this motion?
I'm not objecting to the motion, but I'm going to abstain because I want to see this document before I vote on anything. For the record.
Thank you. All right. We had one more item on the open session, which was the motion from the KPFA LSB. And what I would like to say about this is I think we mooted this motion by passing the motion on the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. And so I would argue that we do not need to vote on this motion, And, you know, if the KPFA LSB wants to send a different motion now that we voted on the Articles of Amendment, that would be one thing. But I don't think this motion is in order any longer. Can we? So I suppose I move that it's out of order as the chair, not move. The chair's ruling is that it's out of order and mooted by the earlier motion, and that we will dispense with this item. And then that puts us at the end of the open session agenda, as far as I can tell. Well, we didn't do an ED report or an ICFO report, but we really need to go into closed session and do so as quickly as possible so that we can adjourn.
Can I just put something on the table?
Was that Sharon?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
You know, it may be out of order. I don't really know. But in any event, is it possible we could consider changing the time of these meetings? Because it's already 11:38 in New York.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they'll go to past midnight in New York.
Yes, yes.
We try not to.
I'll be going there with you.
I hear you. We try not to, but we.
You know, if you just ring it up an hour, like you starting at 8:30, start at 7:30.
Well, the issue there is
some of the other people on the other end.
Understood. I think the issue is that for the folks on the West Coast that, work day jobs, that interferes with their work day.
Motion to adjourn the open session.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
Any objections?
Did we complete the vote?
What's that?
Did we complete the vote?
I think I asked for any objections
thank you.
Item one, and no one objected, so it passed. And then I ruled that the KPFA LSB won out of order.
Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, request for information. So do we just cut off the stream and stay put?
Yes. So it's 11:39 and this meeting is adjourned.